AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Russia expands its attacks across Ukraine ahead of its expected offensive in eastern Ukraine.
Russia's defense ministry released footage of missiles hours after striking Lviv, a major transportation hub in western Ukraine, about 50 miles from NATO member Poland. The ministry spokesman said the strike successfully targeted large weapons shipments sent by the U.S. and European countries. Ukraine's regional governor says three military facilities were hit. At least seven people were reported killed. Lviv's mayor says they were civilians. Kharkiv was among other sites hit. Emergency workers tried to console a woman whose father had been killed in the shelling. Russia appears to be trying to grind down Ukraine's defenses in preparation for a major ground offensive in the east. Asked if she might flee Kharkiv, an angry Marina Svrdskaya asks where. They're hitting the whole of Ukraine. I'm Ben Thomas.
A federal judge in Florida voids the Biden administration's mask mandate for planes and public transportation, Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
This is obviously a disappointing decision. The CDC continues recommending wearing a mask in public transit. As you know, this just came out this afternoon. So right now, the Department of Homeland Security, who would be implementing, and the CDC are reviewing the decision. And of course, the Department of Justice would make any determinations about litigation.
The CDC had recently extended the mandate until May 3rd to allow more time to study the BA2 Omicron subvariant. A second man has been arrested in last Saturday's shootout inside a shopping mall in Columbia, South Carolina. Nine people were shot, six others were hurt. A third suspect is still being sought. Nine people were also wounded in a nightclub shooting early Sunday morning in South Carolina. Two 17-year-olds are dead. At least eight other people were wounded early yesterday morning in a shooting inside and outside at an Airbnb rental in Pittsburgh. This is AP News. Failed fuel tests threaten the timeline for NASA's massive rocket for the return trip to the moon. The 30-story Space Launch System rocket has been on the pad at Kennedy Space Center for the past month. It will return to the hangar next week for repairs. Officials say it is a challenge to meet a launch window in early to mid-June. After losing a series of defamation lawsuits over his comments about the Sandy Hook school massacre, Alex Jones' online site InfoWars declares Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
InfoWars said it had estimated assets of $50,000 or less and estimated liabilities of up to $10 million. Creditors include relatives of some of the 20 children and six educators killed in the school massacre in Connecticut. Another newly filed lawsuit accuses Jones of hiding millions of dollars in assets, but an attorney for the InfoWars founder has called that allegation ridiculous. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.